Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I had to get the old pep talk from the wife today. She had to remind me if it was easy, everyone would be doing it, and I wouldn't have to go to work on Monday. Yeah, sports gambling is not the easiest always. Sunday was my daughter's birthday, and I had to have the talk with her today and tell her, you know what, it has not been a good run here of late. I may need some of your birthday money to cover the mortgage payment this month. But let's recap the losing card for Sunday. I'm just kidding, of course. Here we go. Masters, my Sunday matchups go 3-1-3. Yeah, I pushed three of them. That's kind of crazy. So I finish up 1.5384 units on the Sunday matchup. So that was good. Going back to my top 20 plays that I dropped on Wednesday, I end up going 1-3, losing 1.6 units. So combined for the Masters, I finished down 0.0616 units, almost break even. I had Patrick Cantlay plus 130 to finish in the top 20, and I made one of the cardinal sins of gambling. I never do this. On my sheet, he was tied for 10th going into the par 5 15th. I put it down on my sheet as a winner. Yeah, I should have never done that. He was unable to birdie the 15th, so that was bad. Then he finished double bogey, bogey, bogey to finish tied for 22nd. If he just goes three over on the final three holes, he finishes in the top 20, and I make 2.23 units for the Masters, but it was not meant to be. Yes, I'm superstitious. I never count a winner until the end. I don't know why I put that down on my card, but I did, and I paid the price. Major League Baseball, I was just bad again. I go 2-5, down 3.2971 units. I had the O's first five run line. I lose that bet, but they cover the full game run line. Meanwhile, the Phillies cover the first five run line. Unfortunately, I had the full game run line, and I lose that. You flip those two bets, I have a winning day. I've been making a lot of bad choices lately with my card. I think I have too many betting options out there. I just need to focus on something. I'll figure it out as we go along the way here. But also doesn't help that I've lost my last four Nerfy bets. So as Yogi Berra once said, slump? I ain't in no slump. I just ain't hidden. Yogi wasn't hitting. I'm not winning. One day, though, it will all come together again, and I hope that day is today. So let's get to the card for Monday. We have an early game that I will have on the docket in just a moment, but let's start with my only Nerfy on the card. Not a fan of the price, but I'm going to go with it nonetheless. It's the Cincinnati Reds at the Seattle Mariners. So George Kirby is off to a shaky start for Seattle, an 8.16 ERA, a 1.53 whip, after giving up 13 runs over 7 2/3 innings this month against Cleveland and Toronto. A 3.35 ERA last season. He had a 2.70 ERA at home last year, so that split is very favorable. Meanwhile, it's Frankie Montez. He still has a 2.16 ERA on the year after giving up 5 runs over 5 innings against Milwaukee last time out. So I failed on Seattle, or in Seattle on Sunday. I'm going to try it again today. Give me the Reds and the Mariners. No runs in the first inning at the minus 128. Next up on the card, it's the early game. It's a first five run line on the Boston Red Sox, minus the half a run against the Cleveland Guardians at the minus 105. So Cutter Crawford goes for the Red Sox, 15 2/3 innings pitched this year, only 2 runs allowed. That's really good. Opponents are hitting just 127 against him. He has a 0.96 whip on the season. Meanwhile, Cleveland will start Xavion Curry, fresh off a rehab assignment. Curry has a 4.23 ERA over 104 and a third innings at the big league level. The Guardians are fresh off that extra inning thriller against the Yankees on Sunday. That followed a doubleheader they played on Saturday. It's an early first pitch. I give the edge to the team without the travel and the better pitcher. So give me the Boston Red Sox in the first 5-run line, minus the half a run over Cleveland at the minus 105. Really surprised at the price on that. I'll take that price all day long. Next up on the card, it's another first 5-run line. It's the Baltimore Orioles, minus the half a run against the Minnesota Twins at the minus 110. So yes, I bet the O's more than most. I could flip to the full game run line, but after losing on the first 5 yesterday and then winning on the full game, I'm going to stick with my first 5-run line and hope things even out a little bit. Cole Irvin goes for Baltimore today, an 8.10 ERA compared to a career 4.48 ERA. The Twins' offensive woes should help get him back on track. Meanwhile, it's Louis Varland getting the call for Minnesota. He has a 9.00 ERA compared to a career 4.81 ERA. The over might be the best bet, but I think the O's sticks are a whole lot better than Minnesota right now. So give me Baltimore, minus the half a run in the first 5 against Minnesota at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's another run line. This time it's the full game. It's the Philadelphia Phillies, minus the 1.5 against the Colorado Rockies at the minus 122. So once again, I'm not going to change my type of bet tonight on the Phillies. I'm not going to flip from Sunday. Aaron Nola is on the bump for Philadelphia, 11 and a third innings, 2 runs allowed on just 5 hits in the month of April. We won't talk about March against the Braves. That's in the past. I want to focus on the positives. It's Cal Quantrill towing the rubber for the Rockies today, a 7.20 ERA on the season, a 5.24 ERA last year. Quantrill has given up 3 or more runs in each of his first 3 starts this season. I'm hoping for 4 for 4 after tonight. Give me the Phillies on the run line, minus the 1.5 over Colorado at the minus 122. Next up on the card, it's a money line on the Arizona Diamondbacks against the Chicago Cubs at a minus 142. So Merrill Kelly has been good for the D-backs, a 2.29 ERA this season. He had a 3.29 ERA last season. Cubs batters are a career 15 for 76 against him. That's a 197 batting average. Meanwhile, it's Ben Brown going for Chicago. He has a 6.10 ERA over 10 and a third innings this season. Only 1 run allowed, though, over his last 8 2/3 innings. So he's been pitching better. A 4.27 ERA in the minors last season. Both teams rank in the top 5 for scoring in baseball. But the home field and Merrill Kelly belong to the D-backs. So I'm going to take Arizona here on the money line over Chicago at the minus 142. Next up on the card, it's another run line. It's a rare road team for me. It's the St. Louis Cardinals minus the half a run. Excuse me. That's a full game run line. So it's the St. Louis Cardinals minus the 1.5 runs at the Oakland A's at the minus 102. So the A's have won 6 of 8 games. That should give us all hope. If the A's can do it, so can I. Ross Stripling goes for the A's. He's 0-3 this season with a 5.50 ERA and a 1.70 whip. 2 bad starts, 1 good start this season. He did go 7 strong against Boston, allowing just 1 run. Big 6 for the Cardinals have had success against him. Goldschmidt has 2 dingers and 19 at-bats. Arenado is 7 for 15. That's a .467 batting average. Former Oakland ace Sonny Gray gets the start for the Cardinals. 5 innings, no runs allowed against Philadelphia in his first start this season. A 2.79 ERA for the Twins last season, a career 3.46 ERA. I'm sure Gray will enjoy the pitcher-friendly park tonight. So actually, correction here, it's a first 5-run line on the St. Louis Cardinals, minus the half a run at the Oakland A's at the minus 102. I really messed my notes up on that game. Then the final game on the card, oh boy, what an interesting price this is. It's a full game run line on the Los Angeles Dodgers, minus the 1.5 against the Washington Nationals at a minus 164. So there's going to be other ways to bet this game. This is a crazy price. No alternate numbers were available for me at time here of podcast, but I could definitely bet the Dodgers team total in the first five. When they post an alternate line for the first five, I would probably do the minus 1.5 at a much better price there. Could do the game maybe at a minus 2.5. I don't like the minus 164, but that's what I had available, so that's what I'm going to run with. The Dodgers have a potential Cy Young guy in Tyler Glasnow. He's 3-0 this season, a 2.25 ERA, and a 0.75 whip. He had 14 strikeouts against Minnesota last out, tossing seven shutout innings against the Twinkies. Meanwhile, it's Mitchell Parker making his major league debut for the Nationals, a 4.72 ERA in the minors last season. Parker is the number 21 prospect in the National system. Welcome to the show, kid. You get to face Betts, Otani, and Freeman in the first. Good luck to you. So I'm on the run line with the LA Dodgers, minus the 1.5 against the Washington Nationals at the minus 164. Yes, tongue-tied on a Sunday here. Here we go. Let's recap my card for a Sunday. I need a bounce-back day. I need some confidence in Major League Baseball. It's a long season. It's a grind. I know that. But it's never fun to go on a losing streak in a slump this early in the season. But here we go. Nerfy for me. I'm on the Cincinnati Reds and the Seattle Mariners. No runs in the first inning at the minus 128. First five run line, first game off the board today. It's the Boston Red Sox, minus the half a run against the Cleveland Guardians at the minus 105. First five run line, I'm with the Baltimore Orioles, minus the half a run against the Minnesota Twins at a minus 110. Run line for the full game, I'm with the Philadelphia Phillies, minus the 1.5 against the Colorado Rockies at a minus 122. Money line for the game, I'm on the Arizona Diamondbacks against the Chicago Cubs at the minus 142. Run line for the first five run line, I'm on the St. Louis Cardinals, minus the half a run at the Oakland Athletics at the minus 102. Run line for the game, I'm on the LA Dodgers, minus the 1.5 against the Washington Nationals at a minus 164. So a very chalky card today. Sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes we like pitching. Sometimes we like hitting. We normally like pitching, but sometimes we do like hitting. And then sometimes we like the chalk versus the underdog. I bet the Marlins enough in the last couple days. I can be done with the dogs. So here we go. Enjoy the games. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.